Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Hey everyone, this is Jared McNeil, and I'm the Director of Signature Programs at the Library of Congress, and this year's National Book Festival Director.
And as you mentioned, we're talking the National Book Festival by the Library of Congress. It's a 10-day event, virtual, and it's running September 17th through the 26th. Jared, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. It's great to talk to you again, Jason, and thanks for having me.
Now, I know the theme of this year's festival is called Open a Book, Open the World. Why is that so apropos?
Well, we've had a shared experience globally in recent history, and we've all been dealing with the pandemic. And when we were talking about preparing this year's festival, Open a Book, Open the World seemed like something where we could step away from the fact that we're all dealing with a health crisis, and that we could basically say, well, what is it that we do to escape? And that is open a book, open the world. Every one of these authors that we have, we've talked through that question, and we have very diverse answers when it comes to what it means for our authors and what books have meant to them when it is inviting them to a new world. When you step into, you know, the bindings of a book, you can be transported to a fantasy world, you could be transported back in history, or you can be transformed to a place where you're having self-reflection. So we really thought that it was a great theme for this year, because it really kind of took us away from where we are physically and reminded us that books can really transport us anywhere.
I love that concept, that no matter what's going on around us in the world, you know, pandemic, politics, whatever, we can crack open that book and just escape. It opens up a whole new world. It's a perfect theme. It's a perfect theme. All right, cool. Well, so you mentioned that, you know, it's all virtual this year. Was that something you guys tried out for the first time last year? And, you know, talk about how maybe you learned some lessons in doing it for the first time last year so you can do it bigger and better this time.
Absolutely. So yeah, last year was our first attempt at a fully virtual festival, and the staff at the Library of Congress did an absolutely amazing job, but we learned a lot. And not only that, the industry and the world learned a lot about what it meant to do virtual programming. So this year we've taken those lessons learned and applied them to what our expectations would be for this year. Another part of this year that was unique is at the time that we switched from a physical event last year to a virtual event, we had already had almost all of our preparations made. We had all of our authors signed, we had contracts ready, we were ready to go for an in-person event. So adapting that to a virtual environment at kind of mid-train transport was a little bit difficult. This year, we knew from the onset that we were going to be primarily virtual. So that made it a lot easier for us to understand what we were trying to do. So we prepared for a multitude of ways to engage with the content that we were preparing, because there were new outlets and there were new technologies and there was a new embrace to what is maybe Zoom culture or virtual engagement through Skype and phone calls and video calls, and being able to see a TV special that may not have been shot in a studio. So we really leaned into that and understood that this is something that we can prepare and engage with our audiences in a new and exciting way. And this year's festival, I think, is everyone at the Library of Congress is really proud of it. We're really excited to bring it to the public and let them see all the work that has gone into it, but also, again, all of these amazing ways that you can engage.
Sounds great. Well, I know also our listeners may have even seen it, but there was a PBS special that LeVar Burton hosted. Everyone's been chattering for him to take over Jeopardy, but in the meantime, you can watch him host this book festival event on PBS. Now, I know it already aired once, but it's going to be re-airing throughout the festival. How do we watch it?
Yeah, so I recommend you check your local listings on PBS, but yes, it aired on the September 12th, but it is airing this weekend in local markets, but also across the nation through the next week. So check your local listings, and it's kind of like an appetizer. It is a 1-hour special on PBS, and it is entitled the same as our theme, Open a Book, Open the World. So if you search, set your DVRs and watch it, and tomorrow at around midday, we're releasing all of the full run videos on demand that include these authors. So you might be able to see Michael J. Fox, Lupita Nyong'o, and others on that PBS special, where you get about a minute or 2 minutes and a little intrigue into what we're going to be talking with them on in long form. Tomorrow, you can click on that video, watch half an hour with them, and really dive into them as a writer, them as an individual, and learn a little bit about their book this year.
That's great. Well, you mentioned Michael J. Fox and Lupita Nyong'o. Do you want to just rattle off some of the other names as well?
Sure thing. So this year at the National Book Festival, we have Lupita Nyong'o, we have Christopher Paolini, we have Heather McGee, Meg Medina, Jennifer Ackerman, and Isabel Allende, and so many of these amazing artists this year are engaging and talking both with each other, but also just themselves answering questions and learning about what it is that we might learn from them in this year's Open a Book, Open a World National Book Festival.
Great. Now, so that's some of the names. Do you know specifically what sort of things they'll be talking about? Like, for instance, what's Michael J. Fox going to be discussing?
So Michael J. Fox is discussing what it means to live with a disease that he's been fighting for a while, and it is very self-reflective. He talks about how he can appreciate life more now that he's been struggling with his illness, and how he appreciates his family more, how he appreciates even his dog more, or the value of life, and that for a time there, he was doing an injustice to himself and to others because he wasn't living his life to the fullest. And it's an amazing kind of interview, but more so it's an amazing book where you get an insight into someone that, you know, a lot of us grew up with watching his movies, see him in different light, but this his book opens up himself to the reader in a way that I never would have imagined.
Wow. And then you mentioned Lupita. What is Lupita promoting?
So Lupita is doing a graphic novel, and we had the pleasure of working with her and recording her while she was in Africa. And, you know, everyone knows her from, you know, Star Wars or Black Panther, and, you know, maybe
12
more
years
recently,
a slave,
yes, us. 12 Years a Slave, yeah. You got it, us and others, but she is an absolute rock star when it comes to movies, but also as a book. Her graphic novel is about a young girl, and it's called Swule, I believe is the correct pronunciation, and it's been on the New York Times bestseller list, and it's just a graphic novel that talks about her, I guess, perspective and as a child, and it's a children's book, and it's really great to hear it in her own words when she's talking about it in an interview, and not just seeing it through the pages.
Cool. And then also you're going to have, let's go do a couple other guests. I know we don't have time to run through all of them, but is it Diane von Furstenberg, the fashion designer?
Yes. That was a great interview, just because we were able to, for us, obviously it's talking about the success in her as an individual and a woman in a professional world and building her career. But for us as the Library of Congress, it was so interesting to have a conversation with her about that, because her, you know, she's a fashion designer, she's a philanthropist, she's, you know, a founder of a fashion empire. You know, people really admire her for all of her successes. But talking with her as a person was so neat, and learning how her whole perspective on her book is own it. And it's the secret of her life, as she says, whether it's good times, whether it's bad times, she's like, you have to own it. Be happy in who you are. Be happy in the challenges that you receive. If you get knocked down, own it and pick yourself back up. And it was kind of a mantra when talking with her and interviewing her. It was really great to hear, you know, the strength behind her and the work that she's doing. But also, as I mentioned, the connection to the Library of Congress. We house the Copyright Office for the nation. And hearing about her and all that she's done, everything that she's produced, all of her designs, her dress forms, and so forth, have gone through the copyright process and basically securing her intellectual property. So after watching the PBS special, and you get that little taste of what the interview is, watch her full form 30-minute conversation at loc.gov/bookfest. And you'll also see a companion video where we have one of our copyright experts basically doing a trailer about what it means for someone of her intellectual prowess to work with the copyright and what it means for her to secure her intellectual property.
Very, very cool. Now, I know you also have the reigning champion of the National Book Award, the King and the Dragonflies author. That's exciting. How'd you dish on that for a second?
So this year, we've been so excited to present kind of a diverse group of authors. And we have children's, we have teens, we have current events, we have fiction, we have history and biography, lifestyle, poetry and prose, and science. Some of our focuses throughout the years have been more finite, more focused, but we really wanted to kind of branch out and start inviting authors that can give you different perspectives, that have different focuses for their work. So having a fiction writer that is able to kind of go back to that open a book, open the world, and open that fantasy is really quite amazing.
And then people will remember The Hate U Give. That author, Angie Thomas, is going to be there too, right?
Angie Thomas, yes. The Hate U Give. What an amazing story. This year, she has brought Concrete Rose, which is an extension of her first novel, The Hate U Give. And it really goes back into, you know, where the characters would be and kind of dives into the Black Lives Matter movement. She originally had no intention of writing a second novel to A Hate U Give, but her fans, her family, and people around her said that you have to explore these individuals. So Concrete Rose dives into that a little bit more. And again, I invite you to check out her long form interview at loc.gov/bookfest. It's amazing.
Awesome. And maybe time for one more. Kazuo Ishiguro. He won the Nobel Prize in Literature in like 2017, and now discussing his new book, Clara and the Sun.
Yes, what a master when it comes to the word. And Clara and the Sun is his best time or New York best time seller that is out this year, and it is absolutely amazing. The story from him and is one where, you know, obviously Ishiguro is a British novelist, and he actually came to us and interviewed us. One of the great things that we could do this year is if an author was anywhere in the world, we had the opportunity to engage with him. So we filmed him from Great Britain, and having him at the National Book Festival is amazing. So the Nobel Prize Committee, as you mentioned, he is a Nobel Prize awardee, described him and his novel as a great emotional force. So it's something that it kind of hits you. I have not had the benefit of reading it yet, but those who have at the library say that it's a must read. You have to dive into it. And it kind of takes a little piece of you because it is something that you have to invest in. It's something that pulls on you. So I invite you to read the novel with me this coming fall.
Great. So in terms of just logistical stuff, you know, it's basically over the next 10 days starting tomorrow. How would you recommend folks participating? Like, I guess just plug the website I guess they can take it from there.
So this year, as I mentioned, we have a number of ways to engage. It's something that we really tried to do. You can kind of choose the way that you engage with the National Book Festival, depending on your preference. We have NPR podcasts. We have, you know, interviews with Washington Post Live. We have videos on demand, and we have live Q&As. So there is so much content this year that you can decide how you want to view or listen. Whether you're going for a run, you can throw a podcast on. If you want to be in the moment and you want to ask your question to an author, you can look at our schedule at loc.gov/bookfest and add to your calendar. From September 17th through September 26th, we are going to be having daily live sessions where you can ask authors your own questions. So I invite everyone to build up their schedule today and mark their calendars, and we hope to see you next week.
Sounds great. Everybody, again, it is September 17th through the 26th, 10 days of the National Book Festival. Hey, Jared, thanks so much for doing this. You made it easy.
Jason, I appreciate it, and I look forward to talking to you again.
All right, catch you later.